Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 20ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.20ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 20ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Welcome back to the sold-out venue with over 1,800 exhibitors. It's IFA in Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow as well. This Into Tomorrow special from Berlin brought to you in part by Dell, empowering people everywhere to use technology to realize their dreams. Visit Dell.com. By QuietMark, leading the quiet revolution for awarding the quietest products. Visit QuietMark.com. And by Western Digital, leadership in SSD storage technology for consumers and creative professionals at WDS.com. Wow, it's all about easy-to-remember URLs. Wait till you hear what our next guest's website is. Because our next guest created the first retrofit digital co-driver for your car. And it's really pretty cool. You don't want to miss this one by all means. And if you're listening on the radio, maybe you're driving, you especially want to know about this product. Maybe you're riding a bike or otherwise. When you get a chance, visit us at intotomorrow.com and you'll see the video from this interview and all of our interviews here on the program. The founder and CEO of German Auto Labs with the very cool device is Holger Weiss. Holger, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We met a year or so ago, maybe not quite a year.
Almost January.
Yeah, it was in January. And you had the prototype of a product called Chris.
Yes.
And now you have them. They're being sold. They're out. They're getting more popular. And I'm thinking our own videographer behind this camera over here, Chris, is saying, wait a minute, that should be me.
Right.
So what?
I asked him.
Yeah. So what did Holger bring for Chris? Chris for president. Aha. Uh-huh. And you'll see why we're talking about that. First of all, tell me a little bit about German Auto Labs.
So German Auto Labs is a Berlin-based startup in the best sense. We are 35 people, and we're working for 2 years now to develop this retrofit co-driver, Chris, which consists of a beautiful piece of hardware that you put at your windshield, and you connect it with the phone through Bluetooth, download the app, and Chris will talk to you and will keep you safer than a smartphone today is in a car.
Ah, very cool. So why the name Chris? And we're going to show you the product. Have no fear. It's coming. We have it right here. And Chris is anxious to talk and vice versa.
Very much, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But why the name Chris? Of anything you could have called it, well, for that matter, why the name Alexa? Why Siri? Why Google Home?
Yeah.
Well, that one's easy to know. but with all these smart speakers and things that interact with us, you came up with Chris. And our Chris is jealous.
Yeah, no, and I understand, and I feel sorry for that. But no, it's a great name, and then therefore, my compliments to you, Chris. So, it's a great name. It expresses a very nice personality. It's short. Everyone knows how to write it. I mean, that is something. If you want to build an international business, you need to have something that people can write in German and in English and in French, etc.
And male or female?
Male and female. Hit it on top. And there is a little story behind that. Saint Christopher.
The patron saint of travelers
and drivers.
Aren't you clever?
Yeah. So I thought Chris is a good name, and we took it.
I love it. So now I understand why you didn't call it Dave.
Yeah. No, because maybe maybe Chris one day will have a brother that we call it Dave.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That'll be the accompanying app.
Absolutely.
And Dave will communicate with Chris.
With Chris, yeah. No, we have a prototype where Chris is already communicating with Alexa. So, I mean, we're just waiting for communicating with Dave.
Well, there you go. And that'll be awesome. So then Chris will have to be listening to Into Tomorrow and so forth.
Yeah,
so,
that is true.
Well, I think we've teased the audience enough. Now let's show Chris. And by that, I don't mean our Chris. He's there you go. It's, again, listening on the radio right now. If you haven't been able to see the video yet, don't worry. IntoTomorrow.com. But how would you describe it to someone who's not seeing it?
So Chris is, as I said, is consisting of two pieces or two parts. One is this beautiful piece of hardware. It's a consumer gadget, if you want. So it's round shaped. So it's a little bit like
like a hockey puck, maybe.
It's
that
like
shape.
Pretty much that. Yeah. What people size. Like to say is the size. You mount it at the windshield or on the dashboard. Both works. And then there is the app. And what we have as a reality that not every one of us is driving the latest generation of a high-end luxury car, not to name any brands here, but we know them. And the average car in Germany is 10 years old. People never believe that. In the US, 12 years.
Wow.
And the majority of drivers using the phone very frequently while driving for navigation, text, and so on. So we wanted to bring that solution here, and Chris now can read, for example, your text messages, and you can reply just by dictating it, and you keep the eyes on the road.
And we talk so much lately, especially on the program, about the importance of no texting and driving and keeping your eyes on
very,
the road.
Very, very dangerous.
Concentrating on.
Very dangerous.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know
that
the first time in a decade you have an increase of death casualties on U.S. highways?
Oh.
And they call it the Snapchat effect.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I do believe it. And that's a shame.
Same in Europe, by the way. Same
oh, yeah. I mean, and again, it's unfortunate because people are on their phone. And we've learned with a recent guest on the show that if you just say, no, I only do it at red lights, that she says that's even worse because it takes about 28 seconds for your mind to get back into driving mode properly.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow. So here, Chris can read our text to us, doesn't even display them, so we're not tempted to look over at the gadget.
Very important.
And try to read it.
Yeah.
And we can respond. It's all by voice. Keep both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. Should we show it?
Yes, please.
Okay,
can you give us an idea?
Let's see. There is a bit background noise here.
There's a lot of background noise. We're at a trade show, so to be fair to Chris,
Okay. Hey, Chris. Do I have new messages?
A lot of background.
You have 88 new messages. The first one is a text message from Daniel Meeves. Shall I read it?
Yes.
The message is, I am listening to you on Into Tomorrow. Do you want to reply?
Yes.
Okay, what is the message you want to send?
That is great, my friend.
Okay, sending that is great, my friend, to Daniel Meeves is a known number.
Wow. Now see, that's impressive. I like how she, and you mentioned it may also become he if you use a male voice.
Yeah, there would be male voice.
Yeah.
Soon,
reads it back to you for confirmation. You know, is that what you intended to say?
Absolutely. You know, and then there is this 2-second slot where you can still say stop it or don't send it. And this is what it is. And by launching Chris now in the aftermarket, as we say, so in the consumer market, we will learn a lot how people use it and how to improve the experience.
And that truly is amazing as far as I'm concerned. But I'm hearing a lot of people in my ear. I hear my audience all the time. And they're saying, well, that's very cool, but I have a smartphone.
Yeah.
So why would I need Chris? And I even have an app that can play my text and I can respond that way. Well, I'll bet you this is still a whole lot safer.
Very much. And I mean, of course, we hear this question quite often and we knew it before, but there are a couple of very important things to know. So first of all, Chris works 80% offline without internet connection. So of course I couldn't send that message that I just sent in a complete,
right.
But it's like a flight mode. You could dictate the messages and you could still listening to music, etc. And the all common smartphone assistants only work with very strong internet, which works only in metropolitan areas in a reliable way.
Yeah.
So in a car, you're barely always connected. So that is important. It's really focusing on the use case. Then keeping the eyes on the road is so important. Having Chris in your eye line, if you want so, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is such a different experience. And the smartphone is a multitask device. So there are so many incoming messages, etc. So what we did, we really extracted this dialogue with Chris out of the smartphone, for you not to interact with the smartphone at all. And that is, from our perspective, way safer. And by the way, it simply looks better.
Oh, it does. Oh, absolutely. It's very cool looking.
Yeah.
And again, we'll have digital pictures on the site as well as the video at intotomorrow.com. Are you ready for their website? You want more information to see what Holger and his team are up to? Chris.com. Yeah, our Chris is very upset. I want that. And he says, I won't even consider it for $1 million. Sorry, it's a business thing. We get it. Chris.com, Chris.com for more information. Available now, and for how much in U.S. dollars?
So it's available now. We're currently selling for 299 euros in Europe. You can order it also from the U.S. But currently it's something in German and in English only, which is okay for the U.S.
Yeah,
and
then works for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when we're not in the U.S., we're here in Berlin. So
yeah, exactly.
I love it. Holger, thank you again for spending a few minutes with us. I know you've got a very busy exhibit. In fact, when we enter the hall, which is the IFA Next Hall 26, the first thing you see is a big giant, "Hello, Chris," and which our Chris thinks is for him. How nice that they had such a greeting for him.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. An awesome exhibit that a lot of people are very curious about, rightly so. So congrats.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Dave. See you soon.
It's our pleasure. Chris.com for more. We're going to wrestle one away at one point from him and talk more about it on the air, because our Chris will use it. That'd be kind of fun, won't it? He'll be talking to himself as he always does in the car. Meantime, visit us at intotomorrow.com, where you'll see the videos of all the radio interviews as well from here in IFA Berlin, Germany. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow. Yep, right here on the Advanced Media Network.